Welcome to World News Brief. This is Jim Barrier. Today I want to talk to you about life in the fishbowl. Brittany Griner is a basketball superstar. She has an Olympic gold medal, an NCAA championship, a World Cup gold medal, and a WNBA championship. But she has been surrounded with controversy. Griner protested the Star-Spangled Banner and stated she would not be on the court while the national anthem was being played during game openers. She's also had controversy in her personal life. On August 14, 2014, Griner got engaged to fellow WNBA player Glory Johnson. On April 22, 2015, they were both arrested on charges of assault and disorderly conduct after police responded to a fight between the two of them in their home. Both had sustained some injuries. Despite this incident, they married the following month, May 8, 2015. On May 15, 2015, the WNBA suspended Griner and Johnson for 7 games each after Griner pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct charges. Griner was also required to complete 26 weeks of domestic violence counseling. On June 4th of 2015, Griner and Johnson revealed that Johnson was pregnant with twins, conceived with Johnson's eggs through in vitro fertilization. The following day, after less than a month of marriage, Griner followed for an annulment of the marriage, citing fraud and duress. The annulment was denied. Johnson gave birth to 2 twin girls on August 12, 2015, 16 weeks premature. Griner was ordered to pay child support to Johnson. Their divorce was finalized in 2016. Griner became engaged to Cheryl Watson in August of 2018 and married her in June of 2019. This February, while in Russia to play with the Russian Premier League, she was arrested on drug charges. She pled guilty and is now serving a 9-year sentence. And celebrities and politicians and fellow sports figures have been lobbying to have her released. Good luck with that. I don't think Russia is as lenient as we are in this country. Griner has been a fixture not only on the sports page, but on the political page and in gossip columns as well. That's the price you pay sometimes for being a superstar. Fernando Tatis Jr. is a 23-year-old baseball star with the San Diego Padres. He set the baseball world on fire his first 3 seasons. He was called the most exciting player in the major leagues. One of his teammates said, "He is not only the face of this team, he is the face of baseball." Before the 2021 season, Tatis signed a 14-year, $340 million contract extension with the Padres, at that time the third richest in history. In the off-season, he broke his wrist in a motorcycle accident. What in the world is he doing riding a motorcycle? He didn't report the injury when it happened, but waited until training camp. And going into the 2022 season, he had already missed 30% of his games due to injuries. Now he has missed the entire 2022 season. Then, to make matters worse, he failed a drug test and is suspended well into next season. The Padres organization and their fans must be feeling buyer's remorse that rivals the Democrat voters in the 2020 election. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is a Super Bowl champ and a 4-time NFL MVP. He dates supermodels and pop singers and movie stars, race car drivers. He fights with his family, has hosted Jeopardy, and has made controversial statements about COVID and other subjects. Even people who are not sports fans know all of this. Why? Because he is scrutinized in the media. Maybe he brought it on himself by being outspoken and playing the field, and I don't mean Lambeau Field. Nevertheless, he finds himself not just on the sports page, but on the gossip page as well. Another sports figure who can't stay out of the news is Pete Rose. Charlie Hustle played his last game in 1986, but mainly because of his gambling issues, specifically betting on baseball, he has continually been grilled by the media and purists from then until now. Haters gonna hate. Baseball's all-time hits leader is ineligible for the Hall of Fame, and that debate comes up in sports shows and sports bar arguments regularly. But it isn't just athletes who are in the spotlight. At this year's Oscars, Chris Rock made a joke in poor taste about Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. Smith walked on stage and delivered the slap heard round the world. Smith was subsequently banned from attending the Oscars for 10 years. People who once loved him spewed vitriol on social media. The View co-host Whoopi Goldberg caused a ruckus when she said the Holocaust isn't about race. No, it's not about race. It's about man's inhumanity to man. View co-host Anna Navarro disagreed. Well, it's about white supremacy. That's what it's about. It's about going after Jews and gypsies. So Goldberg replied, but these are two groups of white people. So Whoopi doesn't feel that Jews are a race because they're not black. Remember Jeffrey Epstein who didn't hang himself? Passengers on his Lolita Express reportedly include Prince Andrew, Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker, Istok Perlman, Bill Gates, John Glenn, George Mitchell, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and many more celebrities. That doesn't mean they all molested minors or are guilty of anything, but it also doesn't look good being on that list. Bill Cosby has been accused of sexual harassment by 60 women. The 83-year-old comedian spent 3 years in prison before being released. He was once considered a hero and a role model, America's dad. But fans turned on him like predators sensing a wounded animal. Britney Spears probably doesn't believe the adage that all publicity is good publicity, but she just can't stay away from it. We know everything about people from the royal family to people like Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian, who are famous for being famous. Athletes failing drug tests are pretty common these days, and celebrity scandals go way back. Tabloids like the National Enquirer, TV shows like TMZ and Entertainment Tonight flood the media with stories about celebrities, pulling no punches. And then there is social media like Facebook and YouTube, which can consume hours of your time while you look at memes and videos. People can post things that aren't even based in fact, unless, of course, the fact checkers disagree with your facts. Celebrity fixation is epidemic in our culture. We have always been prone to hero worship. King David of Israel was surrounded by controversy, and he came up with the phrase, "How have the mighty fallen?" Even the book of Proverbs says, "Gossip is like a tasty morsel." So it has been part of the human condition for a long time. But in the information age, with cable TV, internet, and streaming video, we are drowning in a sea of newsmongering. We like to put people up on a pedestal. Then when they come tumbling down like a house of cards, we quote King David, "How have the mighty fallen indeed." Now, my goal here is not to be just another tabloid churning out tasty morsels. I want to make another point. That is, celebrity status comes with a price. Now, lifestyles of the rich and famous don't always end up in controversy. Some celebrities handle it with grace and aplomb. But once you are in the limelight, you are under a microscope. Paparazzi will stalk you. Reporters will dig in your trash looking for anything to make a story. If you have enemies, they will take you down at the first opportunity. I am also not here to defend unconscionable actions. But what I would like to remind us all is of the old adage, "There but for the grace of God go I." I have often wondered if I could handle being a teenager who by signing a pro contract or having a hit record suddenly becomes a millionaire. Now you can have anything you want. You are surrounded by family and sycophants and fans and media who all want a piece of your life. I'm pretty sure that I couldn't handle it either. Paul reminds the Corinthian Christians that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. There are Christian stars and millionaires, but not many. Don't put them on a pedestal, lest the mighty fall. Be honest. Take inventory. You've had failures, shortcomings, and disappointments. Would you want your dirty laundry to be hung out for everyone to see? I have walked with pastors through tough times of failure and shame, and it's like walking through hell. Sometimes high-profile preachers have affairs, financial indiscretions, or other controversies. Those people are often without a friend in the world. I find that tragic. It is particularly difficult for stars who have made a public declaration of faith. Because of the growing anti-Christian sentiment in this society, the media can't resist pouncing on famous Christians who fail. What's worse is that the church often pounces as well. Someone has said the only army that shoots its wounded is the church. This breaks my heart. Paul teaches, if someone is caught in doing wrong, you who are spiritual should restore that person gently, but watch yourselves, or you may also be tempted. How would you want others to treat you if you were walking through difficult times? I would want mercy and compassion. I would want understanding and patience. I think celebrities would want the same thing. Something I have wanted to do for a while is to make a statement to artists and athletes who come to a new life of faith, only to be put on a pedestal by Christians or pressured by promoters who want to cash in on a potential market. They are suddenly expected to be poster children for their religion. They are expected to become world-class preachers, and God help them if they have any personal problems. So here is my statement. To all of you sports figures, musicians, actors, and celebrities who have made a profession of faith, I want to apologize on behalf of the church for not representing Christ in our attitude and action toward you. You are a child of God. You are a child of grace. You are not a child of wrath. You are not a spokesperson for my cause. God has graced you with a certain gift. As you try to follow your calling, know that we are all struggling to work out our faith. We all need grace and at times forgiveness. We all need prayer and support. I, for one, will be praying for you. I hope someone hears that. I have prayed for some of my heroes over the years. When I read about them coming to faith, I rejoice. One of my favorite race car drivers of all time is two-time Indy 500 winner Al Unser Jr. He had his struggles in life. Recently, he made a commitment to Christ. I saw an interview with him where he told his story. He was humble and honest. I shed a tear as I heard him express his gratitude for life. When I was young, I went to a lot of rock concerts. I would go backstage, security wasn't what it is now, and I would tell them about Jesus and hand them a Bible. Usually they were too stoned or distracted by groupies to pay attention. But I was doing the same thing with everyone I knew, so why not with those whose records I bought? They needed to hear the gospel too. I remember a friend of mine in church once said, "I wish some great musician would become a Christian," as if that would validate his own faith. Not long after that, Bob Dylan announced his conversion. Others followed. Mark Farner of Grand Funk Railroad, Kerry Livgren of Kansas, Rick Wakeman of Yes, Alice Cooper, you heard me, Alice Cooper. And even Ringo Starr claims to have found God and that religion plays an important role in his life today. Last month on World News Brief, I talked about Hollywood stars who are also people of faith. Go back and check it out. When it comes to stars, we can bounce back and forth between two extremes. We chase them for autographs and worship the ground they walk on. It's funny, we use the term idol to refer to pop stars. We have a TV show, American Idol, with wannabe pop stars. Idol worship is alive and well in our culture. But when they fail, we become like Pharisees who say, "I thank God I'm not like that sinner over there." When the media attacks them, we pile on, hungry for tasty morsels. We sing, "Hosanna, Hosanna," 1 week, and "Crucify Him, Crucify Him," the next week. Once again, I'm not making excuses for people's failures, but I also need to be honest about my own and keep things in perspective, again, but for the grace of God. At the same time, when people look up to you as a role model, or when you use your celebrity status to push your philosophy or religion or politics, you become vulnerable to the critics. One of the ironies is that sports figures make millions because of TV ratings. Movie stars and pop stars make millions because their product sells. Guess what? I am the guilty party for tuning in or buying the ticket. I think there has been an awakening in the land. The battle cry is, go woke and go broke. I have quit following some sports because of the agenda being forced on the public. There are certain corporations that I won't give my money to. That is my choice. But that does not give me the right to kick someone when they are down. It does not allow me the luxury of becoming their judge. I haven't walked in their shoes, and I never will. People fail every day. They use drugs, they have affairs, they cheat on taxes. But if they're not celebrities, or in our own personal family or church, we don't give it the time of day. We live in a culture of idol worshipers, matinee idols. We are all stargazers. It is impossible to ignore celebrities unless you never watch TV, read magazines or newspapers, or use the internet. Entertainment has been around as long as civilization. Ancient Greece had theater. Rome had its games. It's part of the human condition to find escape in these places. It is also part of our nature to cast stones, even when we are not without sin. The Bible tells us to put away the old and walk in a new way. That should affect how we treat others. And it should also influence how we view people who are living in a fishbowl. This is Jim Barrier on News World Briefs.